Stardate. Galaxies are gigantic collections of stars. We live in one such collection, called the Milky Way, which contains several hundred billion stars. But stars alone don't make a galaxy. Galaxies also contain space, lots more space than stars. How much more space? So much more that it's useless to try to talk about space in terms of miles. You'd need too many miles to describe the vast stretches of space within galaxies. It's easier to talk about galactic distances in light years, which are defined by the distance light travels in a year. Light travels a bit more than 186,000 miles per second. In 1 year, a light ray covers almost 6 trillion miles. You can also have light seconds, the distance light travels in 1 second. You can measure the sizes of stars in light seconds and compare that to the volume of space to find the ratio of stars to space in the galaxy. When we do that, we find that light has to travel about 5 years to cover the average distance between stars. After streaking through space for 5 years, a ray of light might encounter a star the size of our sun, zip past it in only about 4 seconds, and plunge into many more years of empty space before reaching the next star. Galactic distances are even greater. The disk of the Milky Way galaxy spans about 100,000 light years, and the nearest major galaxy to our own, the Great Spiral Galaxy in Andromeda, lies a hefty 2 million light years from Earth. Stardate is made possible in part by a grant from NASA. For the MacDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.